Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Psychic Free Psychic Readings. This is your host, Linus, and my co-host, Brenda. Please bear with me today. I think I'm coming down with a little bit of a cold, so if I be a little fuzzy sometime, just look over me. It's okay. Let's see. Today is March the 18th, so don't forget the 21st is Friday. is starting the spring season, the 21st of March. Also today, you know what the 18th is? March Madness begins today for all you folks out there that are into the NCAA. So, March Madness begins today. Get your brackets, get with your people, and figure out this for a little sidebar to let y'all know. Warren Buffett is going to give $1 billion to anyone that can do a perfect bracket from today, the 18th, all the way to the championship. Now, they're trying to talk him into giving $100 million if you get the last four teams all correct that are going into the finals. So I don't know, but, whoa, that's something, huh? Okay, well, as usual, I try to start off with a little bit of a prayer. So prayer is that which is sent to me. That is not for my highest good, be it returned to the sender, and so it is, which I hope y'all say every day. That which is sent to me that is not for my highest good, be it returned to the sender, and so it is. Also, I'll throw in that financial prayer for everybody. I am that I am provided every day with financial abundance, for God and angels, miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. The desires of our lives are fulfilled, and we have no worries. I am that I am, so be it. It is already done. So there you go. Also, I wanted to let y'all know, Brenda, my co-host, her book just came out, and I'll let Brenda tell you about that here shortly. Since we've got a little time, there's nobody on right now, which is good, so we can talk a little bit about Brenda's book. But in between, before we bring Brenda on, I just want to update you on the shows. Now, Sunday, of course, was in the studio with Linus, and it was online dating, and we discussed pros and cons. Everybody in the listening audience, I'm going to tell you right now, you better go and listen to that show because it was very good, especially if you're into online dating. Monday's show was LNB, and they talked about friendships. Oh, my God. That was an excellent, excellent show from beginning to end. That show, Online Dating on Sunday comes on at 3 o'clock. But LNB's show every Monday night, y'all, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 11 o'clock, 8 o'clock. But if you can, I know this show coming up this Monday is spring cleaning, but I'm just telling you to go back and listen to this just past Monday's show of friendships because it's a very important aspect in our lives to have friends. So I think you'll enjoy the show. And then Tuesday is Brenda's show, Bring Your Own Brilliance. And Brenda talked about Let Go. That came on at 11. And just a notation, mark your calendars now. Starting next Tuesday, Brenda will be on at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. our time and 9 o'clock on the East Coast. But anyway, Brenda discussed about letting it go. That was an excellent show. I'm telling you guys, we're hitting 100 this week. So I really hope that, this week, I hope that you tune in. So anyway, you're on the line with me today, of course, for free psychic readings. And then on Thursday, Brenda's been doing, anthology, I guess would be the word, on aliens. Good show if you like aliens. And I tell you, I don't know nobody that doesn't like aliens. I think everybody does. But anyway, I think this week, and that'll be at 11 o'clock on Thursday, is Aliens 3. Am I correct, Bryn? Are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Aliens 3. So be sure and tune in. And then Friday is Traffic Jam Friday, where I do 30 minutes of music. And I've been doing a collage and kind of different things. So you know what? I try and surprise you every Friday. Just tune in. But anyway, my Friday traffic jam is for people leaving work 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, because my show starts at 3, that when you get home after listening to my music, you walk through that door with love in your heart and a smile on your face. Now, and come Saturday, time to love. Now, last Saturday, Lydia, and that's at 2 o'clock, had a show on synchronicity. Is that correct, Brenda?
Right.
Yeah, last Saturday was synchronicity, which was really, really, really good. So I'm telling you, you folks, you got to tune in. I'm telling you, you're missing some excellent, excellent shows. What's her show about this Saturday? Do you know, Bryn?
The Spring of the Soul.
Oh, Spring Queen.
She's doing in celebration of the first day of spring that starts tomorrow, I believe, on the 20th. So, yeah.
21st, Friday.
So she's doing the Spring of the Soul, and I know it's going to be fabulous, but
yes,
it comes up
yes.
perspective you don't even, sometimes you don't even, you don't even think about. And she totally talks from her spirit. So it's not a rehearsed format or anything like that. So you get the real deal, folks. You're getting to connect to her spirit and her soul, and
always
the love. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brenda. Well, with that, let's begin. And our first caller is area code 559. You're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Gwendolyn.
Hi, Gwendolyn. How are you today?
I'm blessed.
Well, wonderful. We too. We too. So, Gwendolyn, what's your question for us today, young lady?
How to mend my broken heart. I'm having a really hard time. We just got news that my older sister passed away, and it's really getting to me. So, I mean, it's just like it just snatched me. And she had been sick with cancer out of the lung, and she wasn't diagnosed until last Thursday. But what happened was, it was just, I talked to her every day, three times a day, and I was talked to her on Thursday, and all my other sisters, I couldn't visit her because I have no transportation. But I said, oh, she's doing well. And then the next phone call I get is that she passed away. So I've been
Sorry.
But it's kind of, I don't even know how to explain it, because I am close to the Lord in my life now, and I do recall saying, Lord, whatever you choose to do, I have to accept. And I'm trying to keep that, but it's like tearing me in half. And I'm going,
well,
my question is, I'm the oldest one now. When we go to the service on Monday, I'm just afraid I'm going to fall apart.
You know what?
I can't do that in front of my family.
I understand that. And you know what? I'm going to turn this over to Brenda, and I'll tell you why. Brenda just buried her dad 2 weeks ago. Maybe 3 weeks now, just 2 weeks ago, her father passed. And because Brenda's a psychologist, I'm going to let her speak to you on that. Okay? Go ahead, Bryn.
Well, Gwendolyn, I'm going to tell you something that my oldest brother told me when I was younger and I was having a really rough time. And I don't know if this wisdom applies to everybody, but he told it to me. And he said to me when I was having a rough time, even with my family was giving me a hard time too. And he said, Brenda, he said, I'm the oldest. You know, I went ahead of everybody else, right? And I said, yeah. And he said, you're the youngest. see, you got to bring up the rear. So when I'm gone, I'm counting on you to, you know, reel everything in. And what's interesting about that is between my brothers and sisters, I think that we both kind of had that sort of same dependable thought process.
Right.
So, you know, we both are the ones that sort of help rein everyone in.
Right.
I'm sure nobody asked my brother Carl how he felt about having to watch out for us and things like that. But I'm just going to tell you something, because the way that you talk about being the oldest, it's obviously within you to take care of your siblings.
Siblings, yeah.
So even what I think I'm really hearing from you is that you really want to let go and just wail it up.
Yes.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what you want to do.
I've been through death. I take care of someone who's very ill now. That's what I do. But this one, praise God, that my sister and I, we had quit speaking for maybe 3 months prior, and the Lord had us come together. We last 2 months we got back together laughing and talking.
Good.
The minister. And I said, Liv, you know, you are a minister and you know the word. And the word tells you that you have to have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Where's your faith? And then when I find out my sister was diagnosed with cancer, and I said, wait a minute. Whoa, Lord, what's going on? And for God to take her home, that was quick. Thursday, Friday, I just talked to her. And I said, what's going on? I told my sister to have faith, and I have lost mine.
Haven't lost your faith.
No, you haven't lost it, honey.
You haven't
just
lost
hurt.
Your faith, but it's totally natural to feel angry. It's totally natural to be completely discombobulated because you don't understand why it would happen so quickly.
I called her on the phone, and my other sisters were there, and they said, well, she's sitting up, and she's sitting in the chair. I said, okay, I'll call back later. And her husband called me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I went, whoa, wait a minute. I haven't been right since yesterday.
It's a shock.
I have not.
You're still in shock.
Yep.
You're still in shock.
You
it
are.
Hasn't hit
and,
yet.
And this is a grieving process. Trust me.
Amen.
A lot of things that we don't think is a grieving process, like when people laugh or they do really creepy, weird things, or all they want to talk about is ice cream. Any of that stuff, that's all part of the grieving process because, you know, there's different layers of it.
Yeah.
What we feel
that's
in
it.
Our,
but
yeah,
you
our
said
bodies.
It. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so, you know, you may even get mentally okay with everything, and then something will remind your body, and you'll end up all of a sudden in tears, and you don't even know why.
I did that.
Sometimes that's just a memory that's within your body reminding you of someone that you lost.
That's right. This morning I checked my message machine, and her voice was on there, and I just, I came unglued. My question. I can't do this. I can't. I'm going to
You can do it.
I don't. And I'm supposed to go to the service on Monday, and my question is, what do I do? I don't think I can do this. It just feels like I'm, if somebody blow on me, I'm going to just fall all to pieces.
Well,
okay,
I'm going to
say
go
another thing. It's important for you to honor your feelings, okay?
Honor my feelings?
Yeah. So if you feel anger, or if you feel like crying, if you feel like you just want to yell and vent and tell somebody I'm pissed off because, you know, I didn't get my chance to whatever with your sister, or maybe, you know, maybe you're just you don't want to take the time and realize the blessings of reconnecting with your sister, before this event happened. I mean, there's something to that. You know,
yeah.
The spirit was helping you all to get through that.
Yeah.
Because if
yeah.
you think about it, if she was that sick.
She was.
Then maybe she was supposed to be gone a little bit further back. But you guys had so much work to finish out. Because
yep.
how you would have been affected would have been so much worse from what I'm hearing
oh,
than
yes,
if you two had not reconciled.
The doctors told her. She didn't even know. They told her on Thursday and the family, they called us. And she's gone yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, wait a minute, you people are doctors. Why didn't you see that? You drained fluid from her lung, and the cancer was behind her lung. Why you didn't see that?
Well,
but you know what?
See, now the medical stuff I would need to hear a little bit more, but then again, it sounds to me like I don't know if your sister went to the doctor on a regular basis.
Yes, she did.
Okay. Then that's a whole other issue.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
so...
Ma'am. My whole question here after doing all this talking was, how do, can you tell me, what do I do, not say anything, or just, because Monday's going to be hard.
No, listen, I'm not telling you not to say anything. If I'm telling you anything, I'm saying honor your feelings. If somebody comes up to you and they start talking about their goldfish or whatever, or their dog, or maybe even, you know, their hat, if
mm-hmm.
you just feel like you can't handle that, just be upfront
yes.
and honest about it. I
yes,
can't handle
amen.
That right now, auntie
mm-hmm.
or sister or brother or whatever.
Brother, whatever.
I just
mm-hmm.
can't. And
oh.
I'm, out of my whole family, I'm the one that has some really weird behaviors when it comes to death.
Yes.
Because a lot of stuff doesn't sit right with me. And so when I'm seeing or feeling things that don't seem genuine, I'm bothered. And
okay.
I have a real problem with people, you know, waiting until somebody's dead to try to go on and on about how much they meant to them. That drives me nuts.
Amen.
But some people just don't have it in them to do differently. So
right.
as my good friend Lydia said to me when I was experiencing some creepy grief issues in my family when my father died, she very emphatically told me, listen, some people are not capable of more. And if they're not capable of it, they're not going to rise to the occasion. And we
yes.
have to honor that. That's just who they are and where they are.
Okay.
But,
okay.
yeah, my whole family had to deal with me. I mean, I've said some words you wouldn't believe you'd say in a good Southern Baptist church. And
mm-hmm.
I have, you know, told people to
uh-huh.
sit down
right.
and, you know, because other people wanted a minute. And then there have been times when I could not even stop bawling. I had to leave the place and get out of there.
Right.
But, so I'm telling you to just honor your feelings. If you feel like you don't want to be in the procession with the family, then don't. If you feel like you want to be sitting right up front, then sit up front.
Okay.
If you feel like instead of wearing black, you want to wear a cheerful color because that's what your sister loved.
Yeah.
Maybe her favorite color was green. And you want to wear a green hat with maybe a black skirt, or maybe your whole outfit's black, but the hat's green.
Okay.
Honey, do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Because she was, what do you call the colors that the people from India wear? She dressed
oh,
like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
she wore those. The dress and the turban, and a lot of people, she used to make me laugh because she say, Gwynnie, these people think I'm from India because she dressed like that.
Aww,
but,
sweet.
You know, yes, Liv would dress like that. A lot of people, and she spoke in tongues. You talking about somebody who, I know she knew the Lord. I know she did. So that's one joy thing, but I'm having a hard time with, Lord, why you take away that quick? That was, come on. Am I angry at God or what? But I'm going to do what you just, thank you for that. I'm going to
yeah.
wear what I want, and if I feel like wearing a green hat or red, I didn't think of that. I'm going to do that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, you know your sister as good as you know her?
Yes.
And she knows you. Don't you think that would make her smile?
That
you actually went and you honored her style,
right,
and her love of colors at her funeral.
That's right.
I mean, can't you just see her smiling on that, knowing that maybe someone else in the family said, "What's she wearing that green hat up in here?" Whatever you wear. And it's
right.
Like, this is what, and if they ask you, it's like, look, this is what my sister would have liked.
That's right.
I knew her better than you did, if you don't understand that.
That's right.
Yep.
She would. She'd go, oh, that girl, oh, no. She would. I can see her going, oh, no, she didn't. But, yeah.
But she'd love it, sweetie.
Yeah,
you know,
because
you're not talking about, you're talking about your sister's spirit.
Exactly.
I know that you're connecting to a better place than her, you know, the ashes to ashes, you know, dust that's just laying up, you know, I'm not saying you're cremating her, but the body is just a meat suit. It's a vessel. Her
it's a
spirit
vessel.
Is
her
not
spirit
tethered
is
to that body.
Right. Well, they're gonna we're going to do a service where they're going to show a movie, you know, put all her pictures and I can't speak today.
I know what you're trying to say. All her,
accomplishments. Yeah.
All
those
things she's accomplished, her accomplishments.
Right. It's going to be like a family reunion.
Yes.
Oh, that's
a funeral. That was a good idea. And then
now you see your sister brought all y'all together. That's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she
that
told me already, I'm going to the store and I'm buying, it was six of us. One has already went home a long time ago, my youngest sister. This is my oldest sister. My spirit told me to go buy four angels to pin on each of the sister's shoulder. And you know that
there
song that Natalie has, Angel on My Shoulder? That's
yeah.
what sister told me to buy that angel and sing that. And that's what I'm going to do.
Look, you're on point.
You're beautiful. Yeah, you are.
That's
you're
what I'm trying to do.
But, Monica, we
you
need to move
on.
Go ahead.
Well, you're on point, and the things that you're doing are going to be actually uplifting for the people around you. You just gave me a great idea for a funeral. It's like, okay, everybody has to wear a fun hat to this funeral. I know.
Yes, she did. She just get. I'm gonna do that. Thank you. I am gonna do that. I'm not wearing a hat.
Man.
I'm gonna wear a turban, and wear her that. I don't know what they call that dress, but
sorry,
it has all
sorry.
Beautiful. Her clothes.
Yeah.
That's what she wore. She dressed just like that. So here I come.
All right, sweetie. Well, Monica,
thank
God
you
bless
so
you.
Very much.
Yeah,
you know, it just I needed to smile and laugh and. I saw you on Facebook, and I said, I'm going to call. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you called, sweetie, and I'm really sorry to hear about your sister, but
yeah.
I've got real serious, strong energy and prayers going your way. Lennox
yeah,
and I.
Me too.
Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely.
We'll be praying for you.
Well, I will
family,
be calling maybe. Again, and I'm going to stay, get that. The radio station, I follow, how do you pronounce your name? Linus?
Linus.
Linus, yes. I say
Linus.
Hi to you. I say
just
hi
like
to
Dennis,
you all the time.
Only, it's just like Dennis, only with the L, say Linus.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
I poke you and say hi to you.
Oh,
so
do.
I will
we
keep
enjoy
up.
That.
You're
okay.
a wonderful person. I feel like I know you. Because
oh,
I always see
you
on Facebook, and I'm always fans trying to get you to say, hi there, Gwen. But thank you so very much.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful day, and I know you'll do great at your sister's passing. You'll do great. So thank
okay.
you.
And
next
time, let us
thank
say hello
much.
On her Facebook or else.
All right.
Okay. Thank
Take care,
you so
Gwendolyn.
Much, and God bless you.
All right.
Hi, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Lennox and Brenda. How you doing?
Hey, who are you, Lisa?
This is Tabitha. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Okay, long
well,
time.
Hi, Tabitha. How's life treating you, young lady?
My question is, I'm going to be getting that lap band surgery, and I wanted to know, do you see around the time that they're actually going to be doing this surgery, and, you know, what's going to be the outcome?
June. You're going to lose 80 pounds before December 31st. They're going to do it in June. Everything, all the paperwork and everything will be clear for you to go.
And so I'm going to have all the saggy skin and everything, huh?
Well, yeah, but, you know, you go back, you can either exercise, you know, to tighten that up, but most people, depending on the weight, you can go back in and they'll remove the skin. And let me give you a suggestion. Because there's so many burn patients in this nation, they can use that skin. Please don't let them, if you're a healthy woman, don't throw that skin away. Tell them to use it for people that are burned to try and help them. So you're not only helping yourself health-wise, but you're also helping a person that's been burned.
Okay,
because
so
they use that skin.
Yeah, tell them to save the skin. Good idea. You're right about that. I want to do something helping people anyway. So that also gives back. I like that.
Yeah, so the lap band surgery, I see you doing that in June. And before December 31st, I see you dropping 80 pounds. 80 pounds is just flashing in front of me right now. So, yeah, you'll be down maybe 4 to 5 sizes smaller than what you are. The only thing will be is the fat hanging off, but, you know, they'll want you to lose a certain amount of weight before they start doing, because sometimes they have to do it twice. You know, like you may drop 100 pounds, so you have that, and then you drop another 100, and then they have to go tighten that up. So, you know, just make sure you do a little exercise, maybe walk around a little bit, so... But, yeah, but
yeah,
I see you doing fine. And one thing I want to tell you, I
got
to ask, are you married?
I'm going to get a divorce. Me and my husband's been separated for a very long time, but I'm looking to get married once again in my life. All this fling stuff and all that, I'm really done with that. I'm looking to get married. I want to get married. Yeah,
okay,
but
when you pray,
sending it out to the universe.
Yeah,
you know?
Tabitha, tell them you're ready. Not that you just want, you say that you're ready for the man that God has designed for you, or the universe has designed for you. You're ready to meet that man now. So don't say, I won't. Just say, I'm ready.
I'm talking to you, too, now. You helped me along the way.
Yes, but I also want to tell you, when you lose this weight, because I can see these men around you, I want you to be strong in your spirit and in your mental. Don't let, because you've lost all this weight, that these people come around like, oh, because you know what? You're the same Tabitha you were at whatever weight you are now that you'll be when you lose all this weight. But you know what? It's just that you're healthier, you look better, but you're still Tabitha. So what I'm telling you, don't let people come like, ooh, baby, you look good. Let me take you out. Ooh, baby, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? I saw you a year ago, and you couldn't even stop to smile at me. Now you want to be all up in my grill because I look good? See ya, and don't want to be ya.
Yeah, I got a little problem with that. I got to put a little class on that thing there. I know what you're talking about, and that's something that I do want to change. So I do got to pray and be strong about that part right there. I know what you're saying.
Yes, because your life will change. You know this. Your life is going to change. And for you, it'll change for the better, not only for the vanity aspect, but health-wise. Child, you feel so good. You look like you could just walk down the street kicking ass, taking numbers. So, you know, you'll do really good. But I'm just letting you know that when you do lose the weight, people that you thought were your friends, you'll find that out. Some are true friends, God knows. Some, you know, it's like, oh, well, she looks good. Who does she think she is? Or let me talk to her and blah, blah, blah. You just let people know, I have not changed. I look better, I'm healthier, I'm still Tabitha, and I don't have to listen to this, and I don't have to take this. If you're my friend, you love me whether I'm big or you love me whether I'm small. If you're a man,
well, I want to get rid of them anyway. I'm going for a whole new me, believe me. I need to. So
are we talking to Lisa?
I want to try not to worry about them too much. I want to start new.
Yeah, well, good. So you're doing an evolution of change in your life. Well, good for you. Good for you. God bless you. You know, that takes courage and strength to finally make that, you know, that move to do that. Not just having the surgery, but the change in your life. And the changes are going to be good. Let me tell you, they're going to come fast. You're going to have a busy year in 2015. Your year is going to be busy. It's going to be phenomenal in business and love. Business, I see promotion, and love is just, it's up to you, to your discretion, because there's going to be all kind of men around you. That will not be
But do you see
problem.
Me getting married to just one man? That's all I want is just one. I don't want all of them. I just want one.
No. In 2 years.
I had enough of all that stuff.
Yeah. No, in about 2 years' time. 2 years'
oh,
time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Which is okay. 2 years it'll give you, get yourself together mentally, spiritually, physically. You know, and like I say, when you pray, tell God, I'm ready. I'm ready. Send the man that you got designed for me. And that's who I'm going to be with for the rest of my life till the day you call me home.
I hear that. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you,
and
ladies.
He will
I
come.
People waiting, you know. So.
He will come. Oh, it's okay. Right now, you're the only one. We got time. You got any other questions?
I love that. But no, I'm really going to give somebody else a chance. That's all I want to ask, unless you could do mediumship.
Mediumship is in what way?
Like my daughter my daughter died February 3rd. Today's her birthday. I'm burning some candles for her, you know, and a couple of stone crystals there, you know, trying to represent. And
what's
I just
your daughter's
know if
name?
She got any messages. Tell her,
okay,
I mean, I can tell her myself I love her, but I just want to know if she has any messages or anything.
Okay, what's her first name?
Tabitha.
Oh, she was Tabitha, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I'm going to breathe. You'll hear me breathing. Don't think anything about it, but I'm going to connect with her on the other side so you two can talk, okay? I do
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God, I can feel her already. She got me laughing. She's so giggly and tickled. Look at her. She's like, hi, Mom. I see her waving at you. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Clinton. Love you.
Yep, she's waving at you. Ooh, she's telling me, Mom, don't eat something. It gave you food poisoning. And she said, don't eat that. You know, don't eat stuff like that once it's been a day old. It's no good for you. Yeah. So she's saying that made you sick. I don't know if you eat leftovers sometimes, but she's saying, don't do that. You know it'll make you sick.
Oh, I know she's talking about, I left something sitting down today, and I ate it, and I had diarrhea. My stomach was hurt.
Oh,
all,
see?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. She knows what she's talking about.
Where is Trisha or Tina? She's asking, what is she doing right now? Trisha or Tina? Who is that?
I have no clue who Trisha or Tina is right now at this moment. I know a Tina, but I went to school with her, and I don't think she doesn't know her. So.
Okay, well, anyway, but you know, they're on the other side. They see way more than you do here in this realm, so she can
exactly.
see everything. She's just saying that whatever she's doing, she needs to stop it. Whatever she's doing, she needs to stop it. It is not cool. You know, and she
Trisha
said, blessings and prayer, I'm paying. That's what she's giving me, Trisha or Tina. So whichever the name that you know.
It's
okay.
A cousin.
It'll come to me later.
Cousin.
I know
it's either your cousin or her cousin.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can't think of a cousin?
She got some family. I don't, some Germans over there I don't know about.
Oh.
She's saying, okay. She's telling me right now, Mom, I'm so happy
about
you.
Maybe somebody might mention their name to me later on or something, and it'll click.
Yeah, synchronicity. Thank you. Come back, Tabitha. Okay, now, what were you saying? Oh, Mom, I'm glad what you're doing. And she's saying, Mom, you know, you need to get some satisfaction. She's talking about sex. She's laughing.
I'm trying to stop.
Oh, my God, I can see her teeth. She's just grinning. She's like, Mom, you know, Mom, go help yourself out.
This child is so funny. She's a comedian.
Yeah, she's like her mom. Yep, she's a trip.
Oh, she is funny. Yeah.
I know they be watching.
Yes, she does. And she just loves you dearly. And she's like, Mom, that's me tapping you on your shoulder. She said, when you get that tap, she said, that's me. And something like Skittles. Sometimes you think, I know I have more than that in there. She said, that's me, Mom. I'm playing with you. I just took some out the dish. But it's like Skittles or something. I see a crystal glass dish, and it's got candy in it. I can see Skittles, but it's like she plays with you. She'll take a few of them out, and you're like, wait a minute. I know I had about a handful of them in there. What happened? I know I'm losing my mind.
I know it's been going, too, because I keep some candy, and I keep them in them dishes. And I'd be like, wait a minute. Now, where's my bag at? I know I got more than this.
Okay.
She knows.
That's her just playing with you. Yep. She's laughing. She said, it's just me. She said, it's
messing
me.
With me.
Oh, and she said, she's telling me, she said, Mom, please pray for Nolan. Do you know who Nolan is? She said, pray for Nolan.
No, I don't, but I'm going to pray for him.
Okay, well, just write these names down, because like you say, it'll come to you, maybe in a conversation, like, oh, that's what she meant. I didn't know at the time.
Nolan or Bolin?
Oh, maybe
it's
Bolin.
What does it matter? I'll still pray for him.
No. Maybe it's Bolin then. I'm just telling you how I hear
it. Because I think
I
know a Bolin.
You know better. Okay.
But either way, I'll pray for Nolan and Bolin.
Okay. Okay. Oh, and she said, Mom, Jesus is so pretty. You wouldn't believe She said, Mom, you wouldn't believe the flowers that I see. They are so pretty, and everything is so bright. She said, okay, here she goes. She said, Mom, but I'm there. You can't miss me because I'm always there with you. Ha, ha. This girl is funny.
She's crazy.
Yeah, she's like, ha, ha.
She's a trip.
She's laughing. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know she's in a better place. I'm glad she's there. I know she's in a better place. I cry a little bit, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have to cry because she's right there by you. Like I said, she said when she you feel like, somebody on my shoulder, like, Lord, what was that? That's just her. She enjoys you so much. Her love is happy. It's joyful, which is so good. Oh, my God, that's what we need to feel when we think of our loved ones. But she's so happy and comical and loved that when she's around you, she just got this energy like, ha, ha, me and my mom.
She beat me there.
Mom.
You know, I'm like, you beat me there. Okay, it's cool. You know,
yeah.
But I talk to her, and I laugh. I might not see her, but I talk to her. I know she's here. I can feel her presence.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something else, Tabitha. When you're down or if you feel like a little depressed or whatever, just call to her and say, Tabitha, you know what? Today is not the day. I am pissed off. I'm having this. All of a sudden, you will feel her holding your hand.
That sounds nice.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cry, but I can feel you nodding so strong. She's like, she's right there. She's just like, Mom, don't worry, I'm right here. I'm holding your hand while you're going through this. So even when you have your surgery, just tell her, say, Tabitha, be here with me because, you know, I'm kind of scared, and I want to make sure everything's all right. And she'll be right there.
I do
recall. Holding your hand.
I called on her. I do call her. I said, you see what I'm going through? Now you understand. You weren't here, but now you know. And it's just all of a sudden, it's like I don't harvest on it no more. It's like I just get right back grounded instead of just, you know, thinking about something somebody did to me all day long. And I'm like, you see how they are now, Putin? You see what I'm going through? And it's like something just come over me. It's like I don't forgot all about it. I go light a candle and light an incense, pray, and start talking to her, my grandmother, and, you know.
Well, that's her. That's her. She's just right there. She just loves you so much. But it's such a good feeling, you know, when she's around you. It's just like you call out to her, baby, she's right there.
Yeah, I do call out to her, and I'll be laughing. And sometimes I'll be peeking around and make sure nobody in the house is looking because I'll be cracking up sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Honey, we all do. We all do. I talk in the spirit, too, to my brother or cousin, whoever, that just may come across my mind, and I'll be like, what's up, what you come to say, you visiting or what, you know, I just talk to them like they're physically right here, you know, because I can feel their spirits. I'm like, what, you got something you want to tell me, or what's going on, you know, but.
I tell you what, to be spiritual and to be gifted, you know, when your loved ones pass away, it does help the pain. It does help the pain, you know, because there is life after death, and a lot of people don't believe, and, you know, they are there, and you can feel the spirit, you can feel the angels, you know, and, you know, we call
and
because,
that's
you
what
know,
your
a lot of questions
is.
We already got the answers angel. To, but, you know, our brains is a little weak. We got to have a second opinion, which we shouldn't. We should go with the first one. But you know how
but
it
no,
is.
No, that's okay. It's just called
understanding. Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But that's good. Thank you so much. I had a great time with you ladies.
Oh, you are most welcome. Honey, I called your daughter in. Now more folks is coming through. Hold up. I got Brenda's father coming through. He's saying, hey, girl, hey, what you doing? I'm like, wait
that's
a minute.
How they get
I've been... I know. It's like when I call one in, it's like, it's an opening. Hey, come on, y'all.
Yo, let's talk it out.
You know,
hurry
I
up, hurry up.
Like,
close it up. Hurry up.
But anyway,
yeah.
As far as your daughter, though, everything is good. Huh? You're a good mother. You're a good mother and still a good mother because even though she's passed over, you still mommy. You still mommy and she listens to you and stuff. But, yeah, but she is an angel on the other side and she just, she comes with laughter and joy and happiness. So, she, whenever you're feeling down or whatever, you just call on her. Believe me, and like God said, in a moment's eye, the blink of an eye, your attitude or emotions will change. And you can tell her, thank you, Tabitha, because you know mommy was pissed, baby.
You ain't lying about that. But the nicest thing is when she said, God, Jesus is so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah
something like that. Now, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I thank you so much, ladies. God bless you.
Oh, you're
thank
most
you.
Welcome.
God bless ladies, you have a great
thank
night.
You too, and thank you for calling, and God bless you too.
Okay, right. Good night, ladies. Thank you.
Night.
Good night. Okay. Brenda, did you want to say anything to Ivan? Good Lord. Whenever I go to the other side, they must bum rush me coming here. I was like, hey, what's going on, girl? What you doing? Like, huh?
Yeah.
We're fine. Ivan, Brenda's fine. We're all fine. We're all doing good. Y'all,
yeah, Dad.
Y'all go back
because
too many of you coming this way. You're going to give me a headache. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, Dad, go talk to your other daughter. Yeah.
Oh, wow, listen, you're like, I know, kiddo, I know.
I know he does.
Oh, that's a good one. I know, kiddo, I know. Okay, thank you.
I love you,
We're
Dad.
Glad you came. Brenda says she loves you. Tell her I love her, too. Okay, all right, we got you. We got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he wanted me to tell you, he says, sister will be up here shortly.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. Sister will be up here shortly.
You know, I got the book done, didn't you, Dad? I know you had something to do with it.
He says, oh, yeah. Were your feet tickling one night or like somebody was tickling your feet? He said, that was me, girl. I was there. That was me. Like when you were writing a book or getting it done, like your feet, you might have thought they were itchy or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, that was him actually tickling your feet.
I hate that.
See? Your dad knows you, child.
There is nothing but trouble, folks. I'm just giving you fair warning.
Yep. So anyway, also, thank you, everyone. Also, I want to, maybe I should let people know because some people don't know this about me.
Full moon was on Sunday.
I'm sorry?
I thought I just, throwing that out there, full moon was on Sunday, spring's on Thursday, tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Always, Brenda. We always want to let them know. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The full moon was Monday, spring is 21st is Friday, and okay, I was looking for one of my cards, but anyway, what I do, if you decide, folks, if you want to call on the essenceofsuccess.com is my website for a reading. I do past life readings. I do angel readings. I do Chinese tarot. I don't know too many African Americans do that, and regular tarot. I also can go on the other side and talk to your loved ones that have passed over and bring them to you. That I can, they'll talk through me to you. So if you have questions or you just want to know how they're doing, I match my spirit and bring them over, so, which is beautiful because they always leave me with a good feeling, and I thank them for coming over. Always thankful. So, but anyway, just to let you know, so besides just doing a psychic reading, if you want to know who you were in your past life, or maybe you want to know who your angels are that are around you. Some people like to know who their angels, because your angels change. Just like the seasons change, your angels change too, to come to you for whatever purpose that it is at that time that you need help. So I do that too. So just to let you folks know, our phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And like I said, if you desire reading, it's theessenceofsuccess.com. And also on my website, there are prayers. I have all kind of prayers from finances, love, healing, daily prayers, mantras, a lot. Anyway, there's prayers over there. Poetry is on the website. And, of course, above all, the Essence of Success Radio Network. All the shows are listed on there. If there's anything that you want to listen to or maybe you missed a show, you don't have to go into Blog Talk Radio. You can, for past shows now, you can go right into my website, click up the show that you want to hear, and you'll hear last week's show. Let's see, what else? Brenda, I'm trying to think what else.
So they will be going to Blog Talk Radio. They just can, you know, go. They can get link from your website.
Because
shows are gonna play, but it's, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Okay, but you don't have to call in to Blog Talk to listen to. You just follow the links from her website for which show you're interested in, right?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, when you want to be on the show, call in. But, right, yeah, you can go to the to my website and just click on and enjoy the show.
Go ahead, Brent. I'm just trying to say is the link, because if they think that they're not going to, it will take you to Blog Talk, but it will take you directly to that particular show.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to search around.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That is correct. Okay, and then I was looking for my card. I also do psychometry. Psychometry is something that you've worn on your being for a certain amount of time, and I can hold that, whether it's a watch, a ring, or a scarf, but I can hold that and give you a reading. So I also do that too. And I also do soul readings with soul cards. Kind of very good at that. Not to say I'm not good at my regular Chinese and American tarot, but I like soul cards when I do those readings because it's deeper. So, you know, if you want an in-person reading, that too, you can email me, because in person I do the American tarot, the Chinese tarot, and the psychometry. Those I have to do, but I do those in person. So just to let you know. And with Brenda on, Brenda's my numerologist. If I have questions about certain people or even addresses, because I'm going to tell you, Brenda's very good about this, even moving to certain locations, that number means something, whether it's going to be a good place or a toxic place for you to live in, or a place that you're not going to do much accomplishment, or either places money's always coming to you, or, you know, what have you. So also, I would
tell you that. Yeah, it depends on what you're hoping to do at that location.
Right.
You know.
And let me tell you, folks, if you desire, I do psychic readings every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m. in the evening, which is about 8 o'clock on the East Coast. What I want to tell you is that you can also click on there if you desire a numerology reading from Brenda, but you'll still have to go through, you know, the process, because, you know, Brenda got to get paid just like me. And then Brenda will call you back and do the reading. So just to let you know, if you want a numerology reading, also go in there and request that you want the numerology and Brenda, and she will give you a call back. Okay. And with that, we're coming down almost to the close of the hour. We had a good show today. And thank you. Thank you, Gwen. Thank you, Tabitha, for calling in. Thank you, Monica. So we had a good show today. Thank you, ladies. It always helps. Brenda,
and
was
there
anything?
And people that are out there that didn't make it today and that are, you know, call in, you can always call in. Remember that. And, you know, we're still praying for you. We know who you are. We know that you're headed somewhere. We know that you are ending some things that need to be ended. And we know that you are moving up. You're doing school. Your divorce is going to come through. Listen, things are still moving in your direction, whether we talk to you or not. And we're still praying. And we're still looking out for you spiritually. So even if you don't call in, folks, just understand, you know, you're still in our hearts.
Yes,
that's not going to change.
Amen. That's right. Because we write your, believe it or not, y'all, we write your names down. And we pray for you. We really do. It's not just, oh, who's this? You know, give you your name and stuff. No, if there's something that you're going through, believe me, your name is wrote down, and we're praying for you that things do change for the better, because we
but
believe
But I do need
that.
To say something about the numerology. I mean, really, it's just best to go through Lennon's, because I am in graduate school. So I'm finishing up my dissertation, and I don't have the kind of time to always respond. So you can certainly let us know if you want a numerology report or something like that, but I may not be able to get back to you quite as quickly as she can. Okay? So let her know, and then she'll let me know, and I'll do what I can do, and it'll go through her stuff. Okay?
Yeah, schedule. Very good. Thank you, Brenda. And we didn't have anybody on the chat, so I'll close that out. So, any other announcements? Well, tomorrow, Brenda, tell us about Filmcology tomorrow before we go, because it's Alien.
Tomorrow's show is Alien 3, and that's the third in the series of the anthology. And I was speaking a little bit with Lydia, and hopefully she'll be able to join us tomorrow as we talk about the bigger picture of the whole Alien anthology and what's going on in this third show, which is quite different than what happened in the first two shows. This show is inherently darker, even looks darker, but it's really a great anthology, whoever you are, because it has a lot of historical differences than the old sci-fi movie with the weak, pathetic female. And it's a good show for everyone to watch, because I believe it informs us about the way we see ourselves and the way society sees women. Or continue. There's just one little thing I need to say. The Alien series, while it takes place in the future, the reality is what we're watching on film is what's happening today in current society with respect to women and men and a lot of things. Okay?
Amen. Yes. Sure is. It's a good series. And also, for everyone, March is International Women's Month, and we've been celebrating it with different themes on love, and this weekend we'll be starting spring cleaning theme, so... Yeah.
Call in and get your spring clean on.
Hey.
It's time. Near as I can tell.
Yes, excuse me. I think the snow has finally departed from the East Coast.
It's trying.
Excuse me. Yeah. All right, folks, well, we're going to close this out, and I picked a song today because I believe we're all angels, not only in the eyes of the universe and God and the angels and miracles, but in our eyes, too, we're all angels in some way or another of helping each other to make this just a little bit better whirl every day.
So, sounds good to me.
Yeah. So thank you, Brenda. And
you're
I'm
welcome.
Gonna start thinking. And I will see you tomorrow, young lady.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone. Be sure and hug somebody and show that smile that you love. In fact, I'm going to dedicate this to Tabitha and to Gwen.
That's excellent.
My baby.